This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A fire watch is in effect for Campbell, Crook, and Weston counties for today. According to the National Weather Service, as high winds and low humidity usher in what is predicted to be an early and active wildland fire season. Winds between 30 and 40 miles an hour with gusts as high as 60 miles an hour and relative humidity as low as 8% is expected. After the 273-acre Sweetgrass fire last weekend, Campbell County Fire has had to deal with two fires that combined burned 745 acres of grass and sagebrush Tuesday afternoon off Highway 387. The fire was contained about 6 hours after it was first reported. The city council earlier in the week gave initial approval to changing its liquor ordinance to comply with state law, but not to feature alcohol delivery, as the council voted against delivery at a previous meeting. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gurley Bridge will be open to traffic today. Inspection work will not take place due to high winds in the forecast. The planned closure of the bridge tomorrow is still scheduled. Governor Mark Gordon has ordered both the U.S. and Wyoming state flags to be flown at half-staff statewide from sunrise to sunset tomorrow in honor and memory of wildland firefighter and Cody resident Tim Hart. A smoke jumper from the West Yellowstone Smoke Jumper Base in Montana, Mr. Hart passed away June 2nd from injuries sustained while responding to the Ikes fire in Hidalgo County, New Mexico. The Campbell County School District has voted to restore a portion of the money included in its $4 million in budget cuts by allowing for a head coach position at Sage Valley and Twin Spruce Junior High Schools. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.